This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS foodie champ at La Toque, Napa. Chef Ken Frank, good to see you, my friend. How are you?
Great. Good to have you here.
First question always, what are we drinking?
We're drinking some Cabernet Franc from Peugeot, actually, that they grow up on the backside of Howl Mountain.
I mean, to me, like velvet, this is the perfect wine to have with risotto. I say risotto, you say?
Risotto.
Risotto. Ken, we got to do a masterclass in risotto, if you will, with our friends at Truffle TV. Let me ask you this, to take me back in time, when you had this risotto, which you swear by, the recipe shared with you by a chef friend in Italy. When did you have the first taste of this chef's risotto, and what made it great?
You know, one of the great joys in my kitchen has been inviting friends from Italy to come cook with me here. And when they make risotto, which is something I was never very good at, because I hadn't learned how to do it correctly, and watching them make risotto and nailing it for 75 or 80 people at a time, and just nailing it casually and with a level of flavor and texture that was like, wow, this is what risotto is supposed to be. And I took notes and I've practiced, and there's a definite method to it. And if you use great ingredients and you do it the right way, it takes time. It takes a full 20 minutes, but any shortcut simply screws up the result.
Yeah. So let's talk about the tenets of this recipe. It all starts, of course, with the grain, right?
So you need great rice. Arborio is sort of the default for risotto. I prefer to use a strain of rice called Carnaroli.
Shorter, fatter?
No, actually larger. Also grown in northern Italy and commonly used in risotto. And my Italian friends in central and northern Italy, northwestern Italy, tend to prefer Carnaroli over Arborio, though they all work. The real key is use really good rice. Don't cook it partway and then pick it up later. Use great stock. Once you start, keep cooking. You don't have to stir religiously, but you got to stir every minute or so. Set a timer. With Carnaroli rice, it will be 17 or 18 minutes every time if you keep the right heat on your risotto.
Let's talk about the stock. Veggie stock, chicken stock, what stock is best?
Either veggie stock or chicken stock. You know, you need to make sure you're using a stock that's not high in salt, because you add a lot of stock and you cook a lot of it out and you reduce it.
Yeah.
So you need to make sure that your stock is not salty, or your result will end up very salty.
And also, when you're putting your butter in the pan, because to kick this thing off, you're going to have some shallots. Again, unsalted butter, because as you like to say, you like to be in control of the salt content.
And well, typically when I'm cooking, I mean, I like butter with salt, don't get me wrong. But to cook with, most chefs prefer to cook with unsalted butter because we remain in control of how much salt we add to the dish that way.
So we kick off, we've got our shallots, butter in the pan. Then we add our rice, the chicken stock with it as we go. 18 minutes, the sweet spot, taste it as you go, salt as you need, and then a few extra magic ingredients.
Well, at the end, when it's just beginning to be perfectly tender, you pull it off. And you finish by stirring in an enormous amount of butter and enormous amount of super finely grated, really good Parmesan cheese. And at that point, if it doesn't taste good, there's nothing I can do for you.
If it's truffle season, truffles with this dish, it's magic. That perfume hits before you've barely shaved that first truffle. Because it's just a happy marriage. It's got all those things that truffles love, you know, the butter. That's really what brings out the flavor and that scent, that perfume, and the truffle.
The risotto in rice sheds a lot of starch while you cook it.
Yeah.
And it thickens the sauce, so you get this sauce that's thickened with the starch from the rice. And then you finish it with some butter and some cheese. And with the firm rice and the decadent, rich, creamy sauce, it really has no cream in it, it's just butter and cheese. It's just a perfect foil for truffle shaved on top, and then the warmth of the risotto just launches the perfume right out of the truffles, and it's just really hard to beat.
Yeah. Well, listen, the memory of this dish with you today in the kitchen is going to stay with me forever. I know I'm going to try and make this. I'm going to do my best. No shortcuts. That's the key. Great ingredients, the other key to this great dish. As we close here, Chef, we have the pandemic almost in our rear view. How have things been in Napa? I know that you've been busy. You've had a packed house. But exactly here at La Toque, how have the last couple of months been for you?
Well, COVID has been quite the roller coaster. I am optimistic that we have the worst of it in the rearview mirror. Omicron was quite the spike that none of us expected. Mm. But as happened in other countries before it got here, it was huge, and then it went away really quick.
So it sort of went as quickly as it came.
It came quick and it went quick, and we've been very fortunate. Masks are now optional. So far, so good. I think we're going to have a good spring. Napa has been very fortunate, and we here have been very fortunate through this crisis. Napa remains simply a super desirable world-class destination. It's really close and easy for our friends in the Bay Area to get away for a 1 or 2 day escape, even if they're not ready to get on an airplane, and that has served us well. Napa Valley remains a mecca for great eating and drinking, and we've been very, very lucky.
Hey, if you want to take a trip to Italy, just come here, enjoy Chef Ken's, risotto, is it on the menu?
Never on the menu.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I just teased something that doesn't exist.
It's only on the menu. The problem with putting risotto on the menu is simply that you need to have someone, you need to specialize in it. And to make it perfectly, which is the only way I would endeavor to do it, you need to have someone who just does that all night long. We put it on the menu when I have friends come from Italy and we do special dinners because it's an opportunity to do something for everybody at the last minute to order that just rocks.
Yeah.
But on an a la carte basis, it's difficult to do risotto in a restaurant unless you have someone really dedicated to doing it right, which is why so many restaurants take shortcuts and you end up with good but not great.
Yeah. As we wrap, I've got to go back to truffles. We've had the joy of working together, or I've had the joy of working with you at the Napa Truffle Festival. I've been coming to your truffle dinners for years, a dozen years here, but overall you've been doing them, I want to say 40 years?
This past year, we've been doing our all-black truffle menu for 40 years now.
Oh my gosh. So you were 12 when you started. Incredible. What are you excited about? The next truffle season is when, and where are they coming from?
Well, you know, here we are in early March, and I got word this morning from my friends in Central Italy that they expect to have fantastic truffles in another 2-3 weeks, which is similar to what we've seen in the last few years. Then there'll be a little drought through April and May, but when the Aussie winter truffles kick in sometime in early June, those honestly are some of the best truffles we ever see. So it's their black winter truffles during our summer, which means we get to pair them and use them with things that aren't in season when the Northern Hemisphere truffles are. Yeah. So just let me just tell you, corn, butter, and black truffle, really, really good.
Well, listen, appreciate you, Chef. Let you have the last word. For those who've not been to La Toque, it's right here at the Westin Verasa in Napa. It's a hop, skip, and a jump, literally, from Copia, from Oxbow Market. Why should they come and visit?
Well, we will always put the right wine in your glass. Our menu is seasonal. I love everything I put on the menu, and we will put good food on your plate.
You're the best, Chef. Cheers. There we go. Chef Ken Frank, La Toque in Napa. All the info you need to know at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Champ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.